The South African Revenue Service updated the Finance Committee in Parliament on its annual report today. The institution lost its way in recent years, losing its respectability as a first-class tax collection service. It has often not met Treasury's revenue targets over the last number of years, and its conduct under previous leadership has been called into question, with the consequence of a massive exodus of skilled professionals from the institution. President Cyril Ramaphosa fired former SARS Commissioner Tom Moyane on recommendation from the Nugent Commission. New leadership has since been installed, and slowly the revenue collector is working on improving its performance and in turn its image. Well, to take us through SARS turnaround, I'm joined on the line by Mr. Edward Kiswita. He's the commissioner at SARS. Thanks very much, Mr. Kiswita, for joining us on the show. So what's been the progress in re-establishing some of the divisions that were closed down at SARS, like the Large Business Centre?
So the Large Business Centre, in fact, later this month, we will be officially opening it. But behind the scenes, we've already begun to reassemble the various functions under one leader. We have moved into a new premises in Sunning Hill, and slowly we will be adding to the capability and the capacity so that it is fully functioning again. Mm-hmm. We've also re-established the High Court Litigation Unit that was dismantled under the former commissioner.
Yes.
We've also re-established the Integrity Unit as well as the Compliance Unit within SARS that just helps us manage professionally and adequately within proper governance processes.
I hear you.
The various laws and committee structures.
Now,
because you will have known that there was, according to Judge Nugent, a massive breakdown in governance and integrity. So it's all about restoring that and recreating the capability for us to be a world-class revenue authority.
I hear you. So we know that SARS has not done very well in meeting Treasury's annual revenue targets in recent years. What's your analysis around that? Have the targets been too ambitious given the lackluster economy, or it's been around the lack of capacity over time that's been responsible for this?
There's a number of issues, Nampu. The first is that our economy has really misbehaved in the last few years, if you can call it that. Mm. So the economy hasn't played its game, and so therefore, naturally, tax is just a overlay on the economic activities, and when economic activities contract, then naturally revenue performance, tax revenue performance, will contract. So that's the one issue. But there are two other important issues. The first is that, as the Nugent report makes reference, is because of the deliberate dismantling of core capabilities and the exodus of skilled people from SARS, we were not able to administer our laws as efficiently and as effectively as we need to. Mm. And so clearly, a significant portion of our revenue comes from our compliance programs, our administrative actions to enforce the laws and to provide services that enable those who are willing to fulfill the obligation. So that's the second area. The third has to do with public confidence. You know, when the public loses confidence in SARS, but also in the overall system of governance, they begin to feel morally justified to withhold their taxes.
Yes.
And from the economy side, we've seen some real challenges for many businesses who then end up with cash flow difficulties and then end up using that they've collected on behalf of SARS from customers or pay-as-you-earn that they may have collected from the employees. They end up withholding that and with a good intention to pay it later, but you know what happens? Later never happens, and so we find a significant under-collection because businesses are just struggling. So it's a composite effect of the state of the economy, the state of SARS, and a decline in public confidence that then results in the underperformance of the tax revenue collection.
Yeah. What conversations are you having with the Ministry of Finance around trying to get the targets and the you know what you guys can realistically do on the ground to merge a bit more than they have in the past?
Well, so We're having active discussions with our Treasury colleagues who administers the budget allocation for SARS, as well as the minister. We've made a specific request for additional resources so that we can, in fact, recruit and bring back some of the skilled professionals that we require. And I'm very confident that the minister will, in his reallocation proposal to Parliament, will react positively to that.
Yes.
And then also, internally, we've become a little bit inefficient in the way we allocate resources. And so we've begun what I call a drive to meaningful work campaign. To ensure that we work smarter. Very often we think that busyness translates into effectiveness. And sometimes busyness is just busyness.
Yes.
It doesn't have high impact. So we are talking internally. I've met with 90% of our staff already, continuing to visit all of our offices and other areas. We engage with our staff to make sure that we can rebuild trust and confidence, improve the morale, but also to assign people to work that is meaningful, that has high impact. So it's a combination of reprioritizing our work internally and reassigning people to high-value work and building additional capability and restoring the capability that we require to be respected and well-functioning.
Yes. In boosting this morale that you're talking about, are you satisfied that you've gotten rid of the bad apples, if you like, at SARS so that people are on the same page?
No, and that's the blunt answer. I wish I could say to you yes.
Wow. Okay, elaborate.
People don't put up their hand and say, I'm a bad apple.
Yeah.
Or I will continue to undermine. And sadly, one of the things that is a tragedy for our country is that the divisive leadership that we have been exposed to that has created the whole state capture project has divided the country into factions, into camps. And there's a constituency that supports every faction. And so we find within organizations, within government, and SARS is no different, people actually take sides. And they support a particular leadership style. They think they can benefit more from a particular leadership style. And so when a new leader comes in and begins to communicate a different doctrine, a different set of values, don't assume that everyone says, wow, this is the best thing since sliced bread. There will be those who said, well, that doesn't really serve our interest well, and they begin to undermine you. Why do I know that? I know that because information leaks out of SARS.
Yes.
You have a confidential discussion, and the next thing you get a phone call from a journalist to say, oh, I believe there was a meeting, and the following things were discussed.
Can
you tell me more about it? So the organization, the integrity of the organization, to fix that will take years.
One last thing, Commissioner, before I let you go. How has the tax season gone this year? I mean, have the level of filings have they been in line with your expectations? And has there been an increase or otherwise in the number of filings that you guys have been auditing, as you did warn us a number of months ago that SARS is going to be very vigilant in the area of tax compliance?
Well, actually, I can report that the filing season is going very well. We have reported that the new enhancements we have brought to bring more people to use the online filing
yes.
has grown. We have so far had more than 2 million taxpayers who already used it with very positive results. More than 3 out of every 4 taxpayers have used that. Will have had their assessments done in literally a few seconds, and more than 80% of staff of taxpayers who were scheduled for a refund would have got their refund within under 72 hours. And we've already paid out as of the last week, which was the last update that I have in my mind right now. We've paid out well over 15 billion of refunds to taxpayers.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
So we've made good progress. But having said that, we still have many teething problems. We have many challenges. Our queues are still too long. You know, and you often, when I visit our branches, I find, you know, grannies or people who come in and take off time from work to file the returns, who spend hours in our queues. Those things are still matters that saddens me.
Yes.
So we work hard to improve the service to taxpayers, but we can't declare victory yet. We still have a lot of hard work to do.
I guess it's one day at a time, Commissioner.
It's a game of inches, literally.
That was Edward Kiswitter. He's the commissioner at SARS.